Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
When it comes down to the Sixth Amendment being violated in this whole thing, with the fact that they did come back and say, hey, we're going to do this pro bono, then it goes over to be the category of attorney's choice rather than just being who's assigned. Is there anything that prevents anyone in any case that you get assigned your attorney? Let's say suddenly you come across some money. Maybe a family member steps in and says, we can do better. Let's pay for some defense here. Obviously, that's not what happened here, but pro bono, he's getting this for free.
Forget the money side.
I mean, take it out of it. Is there anything that prevents that from happening? That's the weird thing to me. It's like, well, okay, if they're going to do it, he could represent himself if he wanted to and go up there. The judge can't say, sir, you can't represent yourself. And we have no defense now. He could do that just as easily as he could say, hey, they're going to do this for free. Cool. I don't get where she can step in and still say, no, you still can't have these people. That just doesn't seem to make any legal sense at all, other than...
Yeah, it's crazy. But keep the money side of it in or out, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, like, it happens constantly, all the time. I mean, if I have somebody that comes into my office and they're like, oh, you know, we'd really like you to represent us in this case. And we're like, okay, well, this is what our retainer amount is. They're like, whoa, well, we don't have that kind of money. And I'm like, well, here's what you do. I'm like, just go with the PD. Your case is going to take quite a period of time. You're not in custody. You know, like, just try to save up some dough. Go with the PD for the first 6, 7, 8 months while you're saving money. And then just come and retain us. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. There is not, like, ultimately, as long as you have a replacement for the public, for the appointed person, the defendant has the right to say, because, like, a defendant can't just run through public defenders
no
you know, saying, oh, I don't like this guy, I don't like this woman, I don't like this guy. Like, I mean, I've seen it happen in some cases, like that Sarah Boone case, the woman who zipped her boyfriend up in the suitcase and forgot about him, allegedly.
Yeah.
Like, she's gone through like seven lawyers. Like, and I don't even know how that's happened, but you know, I mean, it's very, very common for somebody to start off with the PD. And then exactly like you said, that family, friends, whoever raises the capital to get them private counsel.
Yeah.
And like, the fact of the matter is the issue with public defenders is not their ability to practice law. There are brilliant public defenders out there. The problem with public defenders is their caseload. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they just do not have the amount of time that a private attorney will have.
Sure.
You know, in order to dedicate to that case. So that's why it's always going to make the defendant feel more confident in their private counsel, because they just know that the attorney is going to have more time to deal with their case, and they'll just get more attention from their attorney than they will with the PD.
Yeah.
And that's not because the PD, again, is a bad lawyer. It's just because there's only so many hours in a day, and they can only handle so much in terms of how much time they're going to allocate to each case. So yeah, man, no, it happens all the time. And like that was my point. Like, once they entered their pro bono appearances, it was as if Rick handed them a big pile of money and said, "You're my lawyers."
Yeah.
So just think of it like that, like pro bono, that, because that was on them, you know. But they also knew, like, the concept of them entering their pro bono appearance, if in fact they were not planning on going to trial on January 8th, would have been mind blowing, because like a case like that kills the rest of your practice in terms of you just can't take on other business.
Sure.
Because it takes up all your time. Like, you can't in good conscience just keep churning cases in
all your resources, because you're not going to.
Yeah. I mean, you can't do it, you know? So, but in light of the fact that we knew that they were going to be ready to go to trial in 2 months, it made it completely plausible that they could come on pro bono, you know? I mean, and then they could handle the case. They were ready for it. So yeah. And that changes the analysis. It just does. It's like, if you're an appointed counsel, there's established case law that says, you know, I mean, it's tougher, you know, to get what they're asking for when they became, in terms of choice of counsel, as far as Rick Allen goes, because, you know, they're basically saying you just don't have that choice when it's appointed counsel, even though there's the continuity argument, which is the fact that these guys both, you know, had worked 1,000 hours on the case and were, you know, obviously ready for trial. And, you know, they had clearly made and created a attorney-client relationship with their client where he felt comfortable with them. He wanted them to be, you know, his guys. And so when you get this thing where they're taking off and then they come back and say, "All right, we're going to do it on the arm for you, Rick." And he's like, "Oh my God, that's unbelievable. Thank you." And then that became his counsel of choice, and it moved it out of that appointed attorney area into paid counsel, same as like he just hired them. So yeah, I'm dying for this thing to get up there. I'm dying for the argument. And I really hope that, you know, cause it's got like this case, what people don't understand is that it's grown beyond just Delphi, Indiana. It's now taken on a national significance. I mean, whatever's going to happen in Indiana, whichever way the court ends up going, the high court there, I mean, it's going to certainly set the precedent moving forward for every other case that ever happens in Indiana in terms of removal process of the attorneys. And clearly, you know, like I had people that are much, you know, much more in tune with Indiana law, because I don't practice there. I'm a Chicago lawyer and Illinois lawyer, you know, and our laws are different in every state, you know, but these guys are like, there just was nothing in the statutes that authorized her to do this, you know, and there was, you know, so like all these things have to be sorted, and they'll be sorted hopefully in a way that benefits the defendant, not just in this case, but in all cases, because ultimately the way that we consume true crime content, we're all victim centric. We all very much care about the victims. We all want the victims to get justice. We all feel that way. But you know, the part of the content that we're actually engaged the most into is the trials, Like that's what, and that is all about the defendant. It's really not about the victims at that point. Like what the it shifts. I mean, it's always under the umbrella of getting justice for the victims, but specifically a trial is about the rights of the defendant. Like, so that's what we have to concern ourselves with during this period of time. And I've said it once, I've said it a million times. I mean, any victim is not getting justice if one of two things happens. One, if they end up arresting and convicting the wrong person, under no circumstances is that justice for the victims, because the person who committed the crime is still out there.
Yeah.
That's not justice. And secondly, is if the case gets so screwed up during trial that the poor family that had to relive the worst day of their life, probably for weeks, sitting in that courtroom, is now going to have to do it again.
Yeah.
Because it got screwed up the first time. So those are two primary reasons why we care about the constitutional rights of the defendant and why we want a fair trial and why we want to get it right the first time. So, you know, like I'm super anxious for it, as I'm sure many of our listeners are. You know, I mean, it's a big deal. You know, it's a big deal.
What kind of dynamics would this create? You know, let's say they do get reinstated here coming up on the 18th of January. Still got Gull there. I mean, then literally you have the defense counsel that she's been kicking and screaming and saying, you know, no, you can't be here. And suddenly the Supreme Court says, guess what? Guess who's coming back to court? That's going to be a little uncomfortable, I would think. And that's going to be another
awkward
thing to be watching.
Awkward. It's going to be, you know, super awkward. Yeah.
Extremely. Yeah. Extremely. Yeah.
Well, so look, the way this thing can shake out is it can shake out where they flat out deny it. Okay, no, you're not coming back on the case. We're keeping Gull on. Take care. Have a good day. They could do it where, okay, we're gonna reappoint you guys as public defenders so you can get paid for it. But we're keeping Gull on the case. And good luck with that. Or they could do it where we're reappointing you guys. We're taking Gull off. And we're going to appoint a new special judge, which is what they asked for. So if that happened, that means that they won completely.
So that will be argued as well coming up here in January, the new judge.
Yes.
Not
so
just,
the three.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So the three things that they asked for are a trial be set within 70 days of the, you know, of the opinion, that Gull be removed and they be reinstated. So, I mean, like theoretically, the court could do a combination of it. They could say, okay, we're going to take you, like in your scenario, or they could do it where they say, okay, we're not going to go so far as to say, we're going to reappoint you guys. Okay. But what we are going to do is we're going to send it back down to the trial court. We're going to appoint a special judge for this particular hearing, and we're going to force y'all to have the hearing, the DQ hearing of the two attorneys, so that you make a record. And so you can put it out there why you DQ'd these guys. And that's like, those are basically the four things that can happen.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I mean, or it could be a combination of, I mean, like the one where I just don't see how they can keep her on if they're keeping them on, because she's just, I mean, you always hope that judges, and it's their oath to remain impartial. It's a job, literally. But she's just put too much out there to where any ruling on any motion that goes against the defense, automatically the public is going to think that she's just biased, whether or not it was legally. Right. And so it's like, and you can't undermine the public's trust in the system like that.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't, you know, like everybody's be like, this thing stinks, you know, but pretty much every legal scholar that I've spoken with, and myself included, believe that if they don't reinstate these guys, it's an automatic, like this trial would be a practice run, that it's an automatic, it's structural error, and that it's going to get kicked back and it's going to get retried. So, I mean, like all those things are running through the justices of the Supreme Court's head when they're trying to figure this mess out. So, It's fascinating, really, and it's sad for the girls' families and the victims, because, you know, sitting there like not having the knowledge of what the heck is going on with this thing. Cause lay people don't understand it. If they watch content and listen to content like ours, they do that for the reason to hopefully gain some more understanding of what's happening, you know, which is why we try to do what we do, you know, but like, I don't know if they're doing that, you know? So it's gotta be terrifying sitting there like, what is happening?
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.